Here's Paul Tripp, a portion from his It Is Finished, Good News for a Worn-Out World from Liberate 2015. Here we go.
There is also the foolishness of self-deception. You see, here's how it works. If you are not recognizing your need for a Savior and running to the rest that He provides, you are somehow working to convince yourself that you don't need a Savior. You are somehow working to convince yourself that you're okay. And what you do is you go through this exhausting thing of recasting your history and renaming your sin and blaming other people. Any kind of system you can construct that will make you feel like you don't need what only grace can offer you. You're okay. This will probably hurt your feelings, but it is absolutely true. No one swindles you more than you do. No one deceives you more than you do. No one has told more lies to you than you have told to yourself. Sorry, it's true. And you're good at it. And you actually develop this creepy skill of knowing the lies that work for you. Because it doesn't work to tell yourself bad lies. Because they don't provide atonement. And so you learn to tell yourself good, plausible lies. So you'll say things like, it's just my personality. I'm just a loud person. I talk this way all the time. I'm not angry. It makes me so mad when you accuse me of being angry. I'm just making my point. You know, like one of God's prophets. You haven't read the prophets? It wasn't lust. I don't lust. I just have an eye for beauty. Feminine sort of beauty. I don't have to be in control all the time. Don't accuse me of being controlling. I'm just exercising God-given leadership gifts. I'm not being jealous and envious. I just want to experience the full range of God's blessing. And we could spend the rest of the night. You could write down your own system of lies that you tell to you. It's an endless, exhausting system where you have to save you. That's what self-deception is. Self-deception is your particular chosen system of saving yourself. That's what it is. Now that's the height of foolishness. Maybe that's the definition of foolishness, because you have no ability to save you. Because you are the problem. You're the poison. You're the disease. You can run from a situation, you can run from a location, but you can't run from you. I find whenever I try to run from me, I show up with me at the end of the run. It doesn't work. And the fact of the matter is, you are very influential in your own life because no one talks to you more than you do. You're in a constant evaluative, interpretive conversation with yourself. And you are always preaching some kind of gospel to yourself. It's the gospel of deep, abiding need and gospel of celebration of Jesus, or it's a gospel of ability and righteousness and self-atonement.